It's time now for your letters and some air guitar. This week, we told you about newlyweds Aaron Rock and Kara Singer. They decided to combine surnames, and now they're the Rock Singers. They're also apparently not alone in their dedication to creating awesome hyphenates. Lisa Starr of Santa Monica, California writes, "My husband, Jonathan Powers, and I like to think that our daughter Iris's hyphenated last name, Starr Powers, will give her a leg up in life, although the Rock Singers may just have us beat."
And Cynthia Rush of Dayton, Ohio, told us about the problem she faced when she fell in love with a man named Coffee. She writes this, "When I met my husband, his housekeeper had a hyphenated name, Sumner Breeze. Early in the relationship, he was talking marriage. I said, no way. We would be the Coffee Rushes with a maid named Sumner Breeze."
And Marianne Romano of Dallas says she can top the Rock Singers. She says, "I am a writer and have had a longtime critique partner and friend named Linda Lovely. She has been married for many years to a very nice man named Tom Hooker. We actually tracked down Ms. Lovely to verify the story. All true," she says, though she wanted to make one thing clear. While she is very much married to Mr. Hooker, she did not take his name.
You can write to us by visiting npr.org. Click on Contact Us. You can also follow us on Twitter, at NPR Melissa Block.
And at NPR Audie.
Gonna be a rock and roll.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.